This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for the Quarantine Chronicles, ladies and gentlemen. I might have some more positive news for you on the sports front. We talked about at the very beginning of the show how MLS was coming back, and they had that, bam, stamped in. They're going to go to the wide world of sports. They'll get their tournament going in July in Orlando, and we will have Lucci on the show tomorrow to discuss that. Talladega, not this weekend, but next weekend, next Sunday, they will allow 5,000 fans yes. to attend the June 21st NASCAR race. That sounded sarcastic, but for
no, man, Ricky Bobby owns that track.
I don't think that he's going to be
shake
there.
And bake.
If you're not,
I'm sorry. It's El Diablo and the Magic Man. I forgot that they changed. I always want to go back to the history and go to shake and bake, but they are El Diablo and the Magic Man.
If you ain't first, you're last. So the cool thing about this
you can be second or third.
You're last.
Fourth.
The thing I really like about this is the Homestead Miami Speedway is going to allow 5,000 fans, and they're hoping to have at least 1,000 of those fans to be military members. So they're trying to clear out extra space for military members as well. So I definitely think that is some positive news. Go ahead.
I think also positive, I know it's restating it, but the NFL is ready to have 100,000 people in the stands in August and playing football normal with no restrictions at all, right? I mean,
hey,
that was
the Hall of Fame game. They said 20,000 people at least, so we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, so I mean, it looks like the NFL is going to say, screw you, coronavirus.
from the 469, positive news today. Kevin read my message and responded me today. Boom. From another 469, just got a new car, boys, and getting some gifts for the Haglund wedding. Hey, hey. Well,
Dang it, I forgot. Okay.
Were you supposed to buy a present?
You said Target and you said Amazon.
Target, Amazon, and Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay. And if Artolo's would like to buy you a wedding gift, you're registered there and they can just drop it off at the station.
But I definitely don't think I'm supposed to say that because that violates all kinds of policies at the radio station.
I just said, if you like them, it's not for me.
Yeah. What's the chances of someone actually liking you, Kevin?
I was going to say, pretty sure on the registry it'll tell you the address. From the 214, Kevin.
Really? That's not good.
That's probably not good. Kevin, this is your buddy Steven in Rockwall celebrating my third wedding anniversary. They're going to Jamaica and leaving tomorrow. Awesome, because you also don't have to work the entire week. That's what I'm pumped about. Okay. And you get to go to Jamaica. I have never been to Jamaica.
That is awesome. I'd love to go to Jamaica too. Now, I'm going to throw this out as we're in Quarantine Chronicles. I was talking to my wife last night, and we're not 100% sure yet. But I had scheduled during All-Star break of Major League Baseball way back in January, which obviously the All-Star break isn't happening. But we scheduled to take a 3 or 4 day trip to Chicago.
Yep.
We haven't canceled it yet, but we were talking about it last night, and we're kind of on the about 75 to 80% sure we're going to cancel it, just because in a month from now, I just don't know how safe I feel flying, as in just being in that close quarters for a couple hours. And then if we go to Chicago, a lot of maybe the museums we wanted to go to or a couple of places we wanted to go to, we're not sure how open they will be, how easy it will be to get in. So we're kind of like, we're pretty sure we're going to have to call up kind of airline and hotel and say, can we reschedule, because we just don't feel comfortable going yet. What are your guys' thoughts on
that? So the good news is travel companies are being much more lenient right now because they know they're in a lot of trouble. I might recommend that you do that. I actually have a bunch of family that is in Chicago, and some of them are not going to be allowed to travel just because things are still pretty strict up there, and they're not where we are. There's a lot of stuff, not everything, but there's a lot of stuff that's still closed down up there.
Okay.
So if you can reschedule, I might suggest rescheduling.
All right.
From the 812, just found out I get to keep working from home until January 1st. Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, man, if you like that, it's a great commute, you know, fantastic. You can take breaks at your leisure. So if that's something that works for you, it really works for you.
That is true. I've
been getting in curls during breaks today.
I have noticed you bouncing around. I also still really like the idea that your kids like move very stealthily through the picture. Like usually when I see them, I don't ever hear any kind of noise. Even if we're on break, they just like slide by, and that's impressive.
But I love seeing the evolution, because I remember like first week that you were working from home, I remember seeing you look out towards like the door to your pantry, and you'd have children just sitting there waiting there because they were so afraid to walk in. And I love that they just walk in whenever to go get goldfish and stuff.
Yeah.
This is a cool deal that the Honey Badger is doing. So he's starting up this show called The Landlord. And so in The Landlord is Tyrann Mathieu is showing up and surprising families with 1 month of rent money and then another month of rent money matched by Zelle, the pay app. And so he's essentially, first of all, an NFL player is just showing up at your doorstep, and that's pretty cool. And then also saying like, hey, we went ahead and took care of 2 months of your rent. And so one of the discussions he had was like the pandemic disproportionately takes out lower income families. And so he's like, look, I'm trying to make a difference. And so he's popping around places and showing up on Zoom and doing all this stuff, telling people, hey, next 2 months, bam, got it taken care of. That's awesome.
That is awesome. And then the other thing that I always think of Tyrann Mathieu, which we just don't discuss, is what a success story he is.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go back to where he was at LSU, didn't he get kicked out of LSU?
Yes.
And they were just like, your drug issues and your attitude, we can't do this anymore. And then I remember Dennis Green having to stand up for him before the draft, like, hey, he's going to be okay. Like, he's really worked hard on trying to get his life straightened. The Cowboys, I'm 99%
sure. He was off their board.
Had him off their board. Like, we don't care if he's in the seventh round. We're not taking him. He's a problem. He'll never make it in the NFL. He's not a good person. And, I mean, you look at Tyrann Mathieu and what he's been able to not only do on the field but off the field for his career. He has to be one of the biggest success stories of a he's going to fail. Like, I'd say 80% of the NFL teams felt like he's going to be a failure of a person, so we can't draft him. And he has been, I think, as far as we can tell, a very awesome, public servant and a really good guy off the field.
And how many times have you heard his name linked again with the Cowboys via trade or free agency where you're like, oh, yeah, we probably sure could use him. So, yeah, that hurts just a little bit.
I'm just going to say congratulations, man. The story was already written about Tyrann Mathieu end of his LSU career, and he totally changed that story.
From the 817 Quarantine Chronicles, lots of positive news coming in, guys. I finally got to see my grandkids this past weekend after several months. That is fantastic. From the 702, my kids don't need braces.
And nice.
We just said from the 702, this is from the 720. Good news, my sister graduated from the Army MP school and is going to CID school tomorrow. So proud of her. And I have to admit my ignorance. I don't immediately know what CID school is. So I'm going to have to follow up on that. But yes, congratulations. That sounds like, I mean, obviously that's more than I could accomplish because I don't even know what the acronym stands for.
Make it up right now. What does it mean? What would CID mean?
Commander in Duty.
Reggie.
That's probably not right.
I was thinking college at Dunn. And so it was like a graduate program.
Okay. All right.
That's fantastic.
From the 817.
I like that you went with it instead of is.
Dang it. I should have gone with it.
Really dropped the ball across the board. Just found out on my 6-year anniversary yesterday that my wife is pregnant. Congratulations. And congratulations to the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers. because there was a Tampa Bay high school that lost Blake High School, I'm assuming named after John Blake. They lost all of their football team equipment when a shed that had all the gear in it went up in flames last month. So Gronk, along with the Bucks Foundation, they stepped in. They released a video where Gronk looks like the Boz, and he said, guess what? We, along with the Gronk Nation Youth Foundation, are replacing all of your football gear. So this is a team that we're like, look, budgets aren't going up right now. How are we going to replace all of this stuff? And Gronk and company, they swoop in and they're like, we got it, man. We got it.
That's cool.
Do you want to go to Gronk's former team?
The New England Patriots, led by Jarrett Stidham, which I keep asking a lot of people for the opinion on him that watch more college football than me, because I'm like, man, I just don't remember him being that good. But I'm just wondering if Belichick feels like that's his Tony Romo.
He could turn whatever. And I mean, or quite frankly, his Tom Brady. Like, people, I know everyone knows him now, but Tom Brady was a nobody, hardly starter at Michigan. So maybe he thinks he can do it again. So Robert Kraft donated $100,000 to Devin McCourty's name for a coronavirus relief charity. And man, the Patriots, look, I still hate the Patriots, but whether it's the Patriots or now Tom Brady moving on to Tampa Bay, they have done all kinds of good stuff, down to donating money, down to tracking down those N95 masks from China and donating those to first responders, down to donating all the meals. Tom Brady and the Patriots have, I will begrudgingly admit, they have done a lot of fantastic work during this quarantine. So good on them. From the 214, going to Buena Vista tomorrow. Can't wait. White water rafting. I don't think I've ever been white water rafting.
I did last year in Montana, and it was really fun. It hurt my back.
Okay, but it was still fun, even though you hurt your back?
I called up my doctor here, the Rangers back doctor, and after like 3 days, I was like, I hate to tell you this because I didn't know it was going to hurt, but I was like, I might have re-injured my back. And luckily I didn't, but I was very scared that I had messed up my back again, because he's let me know the next time I mess it up, we're going to have to fuse it, and I really don't ever want to do that.
Wow.
That's a great endorsement for whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
But had back, you sit, you kind of have to sit, you know, you sit on the raft in a certain way. And if you're healthy, if you don't have back issues, you're fine. But for me, it probably is not the smartest thing to do with what I have going on with my back.
Reggie, if you think about it, it really is a great endorsement, because he said it put him on the verge of needing back surgery, but it was still totally fun. And it sounds like that level of fun outweighs the potential future surgery. By the way, CID, multiple people saying Central Intelligence Department or Central Intelligence Division. So, holy crap.
I was really close on that one.
That's even more impressive. Yeah. From the 254, finally got my green card.
Nice.
Wow. From the 81, wow, that, you know, I don't want to just say wow. That's incredible. And that could be life-changing, life-affirming, make the stress level way lower on you. Congratulations. That is outstanding.
We haven't even talked about the positive news. MLBPA put a response really quickly back to the owners in Major League Baseball, so they're going back and forth quickly now.
Yeah, and they said, we've submitted our proposal, and we know it will be rejected, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Don't put that on it. This is the positive part.
Oh, yeah,
part.
That's just right,
put on,
that's right.
Man, no, they now said every 24 hours, we're getting back and forth.
What does it count if I said they're positive it'll be rejected? Is that,
yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Yep.
From the 817, finally got to see my mom after 4 months. From the 702, bought my dad a Corvette in time for Father's Day. That is his dream car. Whoa. Also, spoiler. From the 903, mom is having a good day at her radiation treatment and is that much closer to kicking cancer's ass. That is freaking fantastic. By the way, I did not realize that this was all intertwined. You know how we talk about how the quarantine makes weird things go together? Well, what if I told you because of a K-pop band, John Cena made a $1 million donation to the Black Lives Matter Fund?
Yeah, I'm familiar with this story.
That's just
BTS
a weird
doing a lot of stuff, man.
That's just a weird compilation of things that I wouldn't have normally thought would go together. But
Help me out. A K-pop band?
Yes, Korean pop. It's it's obviously Korean in nature, in origin, and it is really gained a lot of traction around the world. This band is really popular, called BTS. Okay. I don't remember what it stands for, because I'm pretty sure it's in Korean.
BTS raised $1,026,000 via 35,000 donors. And then BTS said, we will match that donation. And then John Cena came in and said, I will also match that donation. So that trio raised $3 million via the BTS army to the Black Lives Matter group, all in the span of like 24 hours or something. Right. So incredible fundraising right there. I would not have, again, thought all of those things go together yet. Here we are.
And for everybody on the fan text, Kevin just misread. He knows that it is, in fact, the criminal investigation division.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
You said central.
I'm sorry. Yes. Criminal investigation division. Yes. My apologies. Look, yet another reason I would never be accepted into said school.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.